All right, welcome back to segment 4 of The Bigger Picture, Unifying True Faith and Right Politics with me, Woody. And if you've stuck with me this far, I guess God really is at work, because what I'm saying does not square with the culture that we live in. But those who will listen to what I'm saying, not because I know so much, but because the Bible says it so, you're going to find that your life begins to work a little better. If you listen to this program for the next 3 months, you'll at least have a model by which you can interpret everything you see around you. And if you understand those 8 basic doctrines and the 3 necessary orientations well enough, then you're going to get the bigger picture, and you're going to say, wow, we are in trouble. No wonder he's doing what he's doing, okay? All right. I'm speaking opinion based on a library of good stuff, amazing personal experience. You know, when I tell people what I've done or what I've been exposed to, well, Woody, you know, come on. Nobody would do those things, and besides, you're not wealthy and famous. So, you know, hey, come on, you're sort of blowing smoke here, aren't you? No. A very prominent pastor on this island pulled me aside one day when I was trying to get him to come alongside Wes and Dee and do some stuff. And he said, Woody, you know, I appreciate your zeal and all the other stuff, but you're just a name dropper. You're a name dropper. And I, okay, well, it's fine. End of the conversation. We went elsewhere, and I found a really good local pastor who gave me some good advice and who's kind of in my board of directors informally, and he's retired now. He's a great guy, but he understands what we're doing, and he gives me some advice, and as long as Don is with me, then he agrees to me. I think we're okay. Okay, in January 2015, I think it was on the 23rd, I called into the Michael Savage Show. He used to be the number 2 radio guy behind Rush Limbaugh, and I was discussing my new book that had just been published, and I just called in because he was talking about what we were talking about in the previous segment. This guy is Jewish. He's, you know, he's not a believer in Christ, but he understands the value of faith to the culture, and he's the one that talks about a nation being composed of borders, language, and culture. And just like Dennis Prager, he understood the imperative of having an unhindered Judeo-Christian ethic govern our country. But he has one particular orientation that I have never heard anybody else have on the radio prior to this time. And it is part of what's discussed in Chapter 8 of my book. And he was all over it. So I called in, and suddenly, you know, he's just all over what I'm saying. He liked it. If you know Michael Savage, he's a pretty caustic individual. So some of the folks on the station I used to have some association with, they were saying, hey, listen, Woody's on radio, whatever. And he carried me through. You know, he didn't cut me off. He cuts people off routinely. He carried me through this full second segment, and then stayed on for his third segment. He normally does a repeat of section 1 to have a discussion. So I guess I was on air for 45 minutes. But here's what he was talking about. Michael Savage, more than anybody else, understands the feminizing of culture. And he was all over the Obama administration for the women that were in places that I didn't think they should be in. I sure didn't either. He talked about some military generals we have that I actually had some knowledge of, and those that were entrenched in the Defense Department, and those making other decisions that traditionally, well, they haven't been made by women, and they certainly haven't been made by people that have the current mindset of Democrats today. So he was all over a topic that was important to me, but he was citing Isaiah Chapter 3, verse 12. Take a look at it. Read all of Isaiah chapter 3, if you will, and then note Isaiah chapter 4, 1 that ends it. I'm just going to leave it up to you to see what it says. But that's what happens when a nation is under God's judgment, okay? And verse 12 of chapter 3 says there are three things that really are evident in the final moments of a nation. Children, violent children, kind of give direction to the culture. Women rule over you. And the leadership in place is feckless and takes the culture off the edge. But Michael Savage, more than any Christian pastor I've ever known, and except maybe for Rush and a couple others recently, I've never known anybody that understood the process of the feminizing of culture like Michael Savage did. And he allowed me to talk about it. Now, we had a little issue that developed, I think, that terminated the conversation a little sooner than normal when I was talking about the witch spirit, and I don't think he was thinking I was talking about cone hats or whatever. But the Gnostic heresy, which is killing America right now and almost killed the church in the first century A.D., really is, I call it the witch spirit, because it's subjective and it's, you know, higher, you know, I just intuit things more than you do and I should run the country. But Michael Savage nailed it. The feminizing of culture is what was killing America at that time and continues to kill it now, because the Democrat Party is nothing more than Marxist feminist with an overbearing Gnostic preoccupation. They're tearing this country down. It's going to take an orientation of the fatherhood of God, a reinstitution of authority in our nation of male leadership, benevolent, God-fearing male leadership, or this nation will not survive. All right, we're coming up on the last segment. I hope you'll stay with the crazy guy. I believe what I'm telling you. I hope you do too. So long.